5. Verse 8. James 5 and reading verse 8. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Beautiful little verse. Be also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Exodus chapter 5. The book of Exodus chapter 5. And we'll read from verse 1. And afterwards Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. And they said, The God of the Hebrews hath met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with a sword. And the king of Egypt said unto them, Wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works? Get you unto your burdens. And Pharaoh said, Behold, the people of the land now are many, and ye make them rest from their burdens. And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, Ye shall no more give the people straw to make bricks as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And the tail of the bricks which they did make heretofore ye shall lay upon them. Ye shall not diminish aught thereof. For they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, Let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let their more work be laid upon the man, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words. And the taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spake to the people, saying, Thus saith Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go ye, get you straw where ye can find it, yet not aught of your work shall be diminished. So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt, to gather stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters hasted them, saying, Fulfill your works, your daily tasks, as when there was straw. And the officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten, and demanded, Wherefore have ye not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today as heretofore? And the officers of the children of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh, saying, Wherefore dealest thou thus with thy servants? There is no straw given unto thy servants, and they say to us, Make brick. And behold, thy servants are beaten, but the fault is in thine own people. But he said, Ye are idle, ye are idle. Therefore ye say, Let us go and do sacrifice to the Lord. Go therefore now and work, for there shall no straw be given you, yet shall ye deliver the tale of bricks. And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in evil case, after it was said, Ye shall not diminish aught from your bricks of your daily task. And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came forth from Pharaoh. And they said unto them, The Lord look upon you and judge, because ye have made our savor to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people, neither hast thou delivered thy people at all. Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. Now what's on my mind today is the conditions in which we're living in this world, and why they are as they are. Why is it that Christians are feeling so much pressure in this world? And why is it that the demands are getting greater, and the resources are getting fewer, and people are getting discouraged and stressed out over life. And I want to suggest to you, it's because the Lord Jesus is coming again. You know, if we didn't have this little example in Israel's experience, in Israel's history, we might wonder what was really happening in the world today. But we have this example. When God sent the message to Pharaoh to let his people go, to let them go out of the land of Egypt, and to put 3 days' journey between them and Egypt, and that they would worship God there and serve God there, Pharaoh said that he would not let the people go. But the message had been delivered from God that he wanted the people out of Egypt. You know, there is a message that's very clear in the Word of God today, and that is that the Lord wants his people out of this world. Egypt is a picture of this world. And you and I are going out of this world. And the Word has gone forth, as it were, from God, let my people go. And so it is that when that message came, or so it was that when that message came in the days of Israel, that Pharaoh, instead of letting the people go, instead of responding to the desire of God to have his people released, instead, he loaded the people with more work. He said, these people are idle. They've got time on their hands. They're thinking about this message from God. And who is God anyway? I don't know God. And Pharaoh didn't know God. It was very obvious from his response to God's request, God's desire. And so it was that he loaded the people with more work, and at the same time, he took away the resources to do that work. And that's exactly the conditions that we have in the world today. Many believers are feeling the pressure of the workplace today in a way that they never felt it before. Whether they're working for an employer or whether they're in business for themselves, the pressure is increasing in life, and the profits are fewer on the bottom line, and there is no time for anything but work. You know, there's a lot of employees today working for companies, and supposedly they're to put in an 8-hour day, and that's what they get paid for, and maybe they arrive at 8 o'clock in the morning, but they don't leave the workplace till 9 o'clock at night. Or maybe they're in early in the morning, and they're still working at night long after quitting hours. Why? Because the demands are so great that they cannot meet it in an 8-hour day. They just cannot produce what the employer wants, what the boss wants in a normal workday. And so they are under tremendous pressure to produce. I remember before I left secular employment, when I went into the last job I was in, about 10 years, and I had a number of field managers that worked for me across the province of Ontario. And I had some clerical help, and they made all the travel arrangements and the hotel arrangements and all the rest of it. And when I left that job 10 years later, I had 3 times the territory. I had no field managers and no clerical help, and the work was still demanded of you. And so it is that I began to wonder, what's happening here? Why is it that all this downsizing is taking place, and why is it that people are being stressed to the breaking point, and marriages are being stressed and broken up, and businessmen just can hardly see the light of day and are strangling in their efforts to keep afloat. They're literally drowning in work, and still the pressure goes on and increases because the Lord is coming. And all of the indications that we have in the world today clearly indicate that the Lord Jesus is coming back again. And the message from James is very clear, that we're to establish our heart. Be also patient and establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. You see, Israel had never gone that way before. And you and I have really never gone this way ourselves before. But thank God we have the example of those that have gone before, so that we can look at that example and see exactly what happened to them and be encouraged to lift up our eyes, as it were, and look for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is some light at the end of the tunnel, as they say, and it's not a train that's coming in our direction. It's the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and our deliverance from this world. We're going out of Egypt. They were going out of Egypt and they weren't coming back. And you and I are going out of Egypt. The Lord Jesus is indeed coming for us. And we are going to leave this world and leave all the pressures of this world. But in the meantime, since the call has gone out, as it were, the command of God has gone out to let my people go, this world has become like a pressure cooker because Satan does not want the people of God to go. Now we notice a number of things that happen here. First of all, when the command from God came to Pharaoh, he didn't acknowledge God in any way. And the messengers that brought the message from God to Pharaoh, Moses and Aaron, they were told to get back to their burdens, get back to your work. Put your nose to the grindstone, in other words, and never mind listening to God. And that's a message that Satan wants to get across to believers today. Never mind the Bible, never mind listening to the things that God has to say to you. You just get busy and get down to business in this world and do the things that I've set before you and never mind the things of God. And sad to say, many believers are caught up in that today. And they have done just that. They have turned away from listening to God's precious word and the study of it and the practice of it. And instead, they have thrown their efforts, as it were, into this world. That's exactly what Pharaoh wants us to do. But it's not what God wants us to do. He wants us to be occupied with what he's doing. And he's going to deliver us from this world. So that's the first thing that we notice. And then you notice that Pharaoh commanded that the taskmasters of the people, they should take away the straw. But they should demand the same number of bricks. So there was no material given to them to produce this number of bricks. But the demand for the bricks was still there. Now that's exactly what people are facing in the workplace today. The resources are being removed from them. Resources in terms of material and in terms of manpower, they're being removed from them, sometimes in terms of training. And yet, the demand for productivity and the bottom line remains exactly the same, and in some cases, it increases. It increases. So, that's what we find happening in the workplace today, that the demands for those productivity numbers are still there, but the resources are being removed from us. And it makes it far more difficult to get along. You know, I was thinking a few years ago, I was having some gospel meetings down in southwestern Ontario, and I forget where I was coming back from. It was late at night anyway. And way in the backfield, I saw the lights of the combine working away. You know, when I was a boy growing up on the farm, when it got dark, you got out of the field. That was the end of the field work. You might have had some work in the barn, but you didn't have any work in the field. But today, because of the pressures that are on the farmer, they have to work literally day and night. There's very little margin left in the farming business, in many cases. And the demands are there. The bankers are demanding their interest and so on. And yet, the work, the resources to do the job has diminished in many cases. And the demands are still there. And so it is that they're working very, very hard. You find the same in industry. So the straw was taken away and the same number of bricks was demanded from them. Now, you know, the happy ending to this passage is really what makes it worth considering in our case. The reason this happened was because the Lord was taking his people out of Egypt. I want to reemphasize that with you today. The reason that the demands are as they are in this world today in which you and I are living is because the Lord Jesus is coming to take his people out. Satan doesn't want them to go. He doesn't want us to leave this world. He likes our efforts. You know, Christians are very faithful workers usually. And Satan likes that. He likes the output of a Christian. But he certainly doesn't like the Christian to be occupied with what God is doing and what God is saying to them. So, Pharaoh's idea was that they were idle. And when they're idle, he said, the best thing we can do is just load them up with work so they won't have time. And we're talking to a brother, and the company for which he works is going through some labor negotiations for a new contract. And we were chatting about some of the things that employers do when that happens, you know. One of the things that they like to do is to keep the employees separated as much as possible. And the best way to keep them separated is just to give them so much work that they don't have time to congregate and to talk among themselves. And that's exactly what Satan is doing with Christians today. He's loading them up so much with work that they don't have time to meet. They don't have time to socialize anymore. They don't have time to go to conferences anymore. They don't have time to come to ministry meetings anymore. They don't have time to quietly sit down with their Bibles and read it anymore and hear what God is saying, because they've been loaded up in the workplace with work that they have to do. So that's Satan's design, to load the Christian with work because they're idle, he said. And if you give them time, they're going to think about what God has to say. And they're going to think about the purposes of God. You know, they're going to think about poor souls that are tramping their way down to hell. Lost souls that haven't any light in this world. You know, they're going to think about getting the gospel out to men and women in this world. They're going to think about getting gospel out to the children of this world. They're going to think about children's meetings. And they're going to think about gospel meetings. And they're going to think about visitation in the home. And they're going to think about getting together to sing the hymns of Zion. But if we load them up with work, they won't have time for any of that. So that's what Satan is doing in the world in which you and I are living. He's literally loading the believer up with work so that they won't have time to get together. They won't have time on their hands to think about what God is doing. The next thing that we find that happened was that the taskmasters went out and they delivered the message to them, and they told them there was going to be no straw, and they sent them out to gather stubble instead of straw. And the scripture tells us in verse 12 that the people were scattered throughout the land of Egypt. That's another thing that Satan is doing today. He's scattering the people of God all across the country. You can't find work here. You know, there's no resources here, and you can't get a job there. And so he's scattering the believers all over the country. And we hear more and more of Christians that had to go here and had to go there in order to get work because they couldn't find work where they were living. And more he's scattering them. You know, when you scatter the believer, why, they don't get a chance to talk. They don't get a chance to work together for God. And, you know, they soon get cold. You and I are like coals in a fire. You know, when you have coals in a fire, as long as they all stay together, they stay nice and warm. But you take one coal out and set it by itself, and in a very short time, it just all cools off and turns black. And believers are just the same way. You get them separated from other believers, and you and I will get very cold and turn black very quickly. But if we stay together, we stay nice and warm, and we stay on fire for God. Satan knows that. And so one of his great designs in these last days, as the Lord Jesus coming approaches, is to scatter believers all over in an effort to get them cold and indifferent to the things of God. Now, the next thing we noticed that happened was that the officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and demanded, "Wherefore have ye not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today as heretofore?" The officers of God's people were beaten. I want to say to you today, don't be hard on the elders of God's people. Don't be hard on the leaders of the assembly of God. They too are suffering under the hand of Satan today. They too are going through a beating. And Satan often beats them in ways that he doesn't beat other believers. He beats them in their family, beats them in their home life, and he beats them in their work life, and he beats them in the assembly as well. And often then in the pressures of the world that they have to face in the workplace, he gives them a beating there. And you know, so many believers, they get so upset and discouraged, and they begin to speak against the officers, as it were, of God's people, against the elders. that God has set over the assembly, and yet those poor elders are also feeling the beating of Satan. So you be kind to them. Understand that they're under the same kinds of pressures that you are, and they're getting the same kind of beating that you're getting. Satan is not letting one of God's people go free from this beating and this pressure that he is placing on them today. So we find that the officers of God's people were beaten as well. And then when they made their plea to Pharaoh, that the fact was there was no straw given to them. And their servants, his servants were beaten, servants that had been faithful to Pharaoh. But they were beaten anyway. And when they said to him that the fault is not ours, the fault is in thine own people, Pharaoh cried at them, "Your idol, your idol." That was Pharaoh's response to their plea for some clemency, for some mercy, and for some understanding. There was absolutely no kindness shown to them on the part of Pharaoh. You and I need not expect that Satan will show us any kindness in this world. He will not absolutely show us one ounce of mercy, one little bit of kindness. He'll not take any pressure off us. Instead, he'll simply yell in our face, "Your idol, your idol." When you and I aren't occupied with what this world is occupied with the things that he has designed in this world, whether it's in the business world or the political world or the financial world or whatever it is, if you and I don't have the same thinking as the world has, and we don't do the same things as the world has, Satan is going to yell at us because we're not doing what he wants. So don't expect the world to show us any kindness in these last days. Don't expect Pharaoh to show us any kindness in these last days, because he's not going to do it. He doesn't want us to have a thought for the things of God. But the Lord wants us to establish our hearts, because the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. It's coming. So that's what Pharaoh did. That was Pharaoh's response to them. And he said to him, "Go therefore now and work, for there shall no straw be given you, yet shall ye deliver the tale of bricks." No mercy shown, no response, no positive response to the plea for clemency and to take the pressure off. Instead, just sent back to the work that they had. And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in evil case. And when they came out, there was Moses and Aaron, the two men that God had sent to deliver the message to Pharaoh. And when they looked on those messengers, and they looked on Moses and Aaron, they said, "The Lord look upon you and judge you, because you've caused us to stink, as it were, in the nostrils of Pharaoh, to be abhorred in his eyes. That's what you've caused us to do." And you know, as believers seek to carry on for God, and as they seek to carry out God's word, and as they seek to be attentive to the things of God and responsive to the movings of the Spirit of God, they are going to find more and more, you and I are going to find, that we are literally abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh in this world. You know, that's what's happening with the world today and with Christians. They have no time for the Christian in this world. And the world has turned from being indifferent to the things of God to being antagonistic to God and to his people. The world has become very, very antagonistic. And Christians are feeling that antagonism more and more in the world in which we're living today. But thank God, when Moses went to the Lord to ask him about what was happening and why it was that these people were so evil and treated, in verse 1 of chapter 6, the Lord said to Moses, "Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand shall he let them go." Thank God, the day is coming. Perhaps it'll be today when we'll hear the shout, and you and I are going out of this world. We're going to leave with the Lord Jesus this world, and we aren't coming back. The pressure will be all over then. But let us understand why things are happening to us as they are, and why the pressure is increasing in this world as it is today. It's increasing, and it's happening to us because the cry has gone out from God, the command has gone out, that my people go. The Lord Jesus is coming again. May God bless His word.